Hey, welcome back to Wish Empowerment Events. This is your host, Barbara Robinson, and I thank you for joining me again on our fourth podcast and continuing in the series of moving beyond your past. And today I want to talk about God's plans. I'm going to read a scripture for you. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And that comes from Jeremiah 29:11. When I first read that scripture, I got extremely excited. And each time I read it, I get refreshed and renewed, because there was a period in time where I would always think, and you tell me if this is what you've experienced as well, but I would think, what if I knew what the next day held for me? I might be just a little bit less stressed. You know how we go through our days worrying about what we have to do the next day, or if something's going to happen that, you know, we were looking forward to or whatever. But what I come to realize is it's the unknown that hinders us from greatness. We have developed a mindset based on our past experiences. And, you know, we talked about strongholds and lack of self-confidence and procrastination. All of those things tie back into helping us to move beyond our past, because it's those things in our past that has created these strongholds. And so, many times, based on that, we think the worst, because we have been conditioned by society, whether you realize it or not. And I'll give you an example. Let's take television. If you watch television between the hours of 6 a.m. and 12 p.m., you'll see a flood of commercials and programs about bad news, illness, insurance, financial disparities, and gloom. And then from 12 to 6 p.m., it's filled with commercials and programs about lawyers and accidents, medicines, bad health, dramatic shows about family dysfunction, chaos, and even murder. Then from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., all bets are off. Commercials and shows flood our eye gate with homosexuality, vulgar language, unmarried sex, bad relationships, overindulgence of food, gluttony, more violence, and hordes of negativity. Okay, if you don't believe me, just take one day, 24 hours, and watch television and group each one of those things in the categories I just named. You'll see. So no wonder we're stressed out and we worry or live in lack, not to mention social media. And we get consumed by all of these images that get etched in our minds. And soon enough, our hope is lost. And we walk around feeling insufficient, thinking the worst. And soon enough, we start acting these things out, and it results in bad behavior. And it just delays our greatness. I urge you, I challenge you to refocus your minds. We must restore our faith by getting into the Word of God. We have to trust that we have a destiny that is free from lack, free from sorrow, free from pain. And you say, well, how is this? And I will tell you. And you can read it for yourself, like I said, in Jeremiah 29:11. And in Jeremiah 29:11, I saw seven things. And it clearly tells us about God's plan for us. And I'm going to walk through these seven things real quick for you. Number one, only God knows your plan that He has specifically for each of us, meaning He alone knows your today and your tomorrow, and He orchestrated your yesterday. The number two thing that I saw was God has a plan for you. How great is that? A detailed proposal outlining each step to get to the objective that He has for you. We just need to be obedient people and do whatever God tells us. The third thing I saw was, it is beneficial and a good plan. The fourth thing I saw was, it's God's plan to prosper us, make us flourish, successful, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually. All those ways God has already ordained that he will prosper us. Look up the word prosper when you get an opportunity and tell me what that means, and then apply it to what God has already told us. The fifth thing I saw was God's plan is to keep us from harm physically and mentally. And here's where we get caught. We get caught in the belief that we have what someone told us we have, or we don't have what we know we have. Okay? Did you get what I said? We get caught up in having what someone told us we have or don't have, and we get caught in that thing, and it binds to us, and we believe it. But if we look at God's word says he has a plan to keep us from harm, okay? Physically, mentally, and I'm gonna keep going, financially, you can add on personally, all of those leads, you can add on to that. Then the sixth thing I saw, God's plan is to give us hope. Now, this is where we see in our society today, and particularly in our younger generations, they seem hopeless. You feel hopeless as you go through this journey in life, when you go through events that cause strongholds to hold on to you, and you feel like you can't get out, you become hopeless. But go back to 29:11 in Jeremiah, and clearly it tells us God has a plan, and that plan is to give us hope. Hope is an optimistic state of mind and is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with the respect to events and circumstances in one's life or in the world at large. That's the definition of hope. Look, I'm not telling you this to gain anything other than your growth, your health, your strength, and your greatness in this world for yourself. It's my goal to help you realize all these things. They rest in the palm of your hand. All you have to do is believe it in your heart. That's all. And you have God's plan. The seventh and final thing is, God's plan is to give us a future. See, if we don't have hope, we can't see the future. And if we can't see the future, well, we rest in strongholds. Okay? That goes right back to episode one, with the stronghold holding us to our past and making us weak and sucking the life out of us and making us procrastinate and make us feel inadequate and lose our confidence in our own selves. But God's word is the reverse of that. He tells us, it's written in his word. Read it for yourself, Jeremiah 29. Read it. God's plan is to give us a future. You know what the future is? It's a time to come. Noting here, people, that this means there's more of God's goodness yet for you to receive. But all you have to do is believe. That's it. Nothing more. You don't have to go out and buy anything. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is in your mind and in your heart, believe that God has a plan for your life. I don't care what your situation looks like today. Know that God has a plan for you, and it is filled with hope. It is filled with the ability to prosper you. It is filled with, it's order. It's order. I said that. I'm going to say this in the way that it should be said. God's plan for you is that, number one, he has a plan. Number two, he already knows what the outcome is going to be for you, and that it's going to be a good thing. Number three, it's a beneficial and a good plan. Number four, it's going to prosper you. God is going to prosper you. He's going to grow you. He's going to make you better. He's going to give you better. You're going to be better. You're going to want better. You're going to do better. You are better. Number five, you won't come into any harm. Things can come close. They can shoot over your head and swoosh past your side. But in the name of God, the name of Jesus, nothing will harm you because he has put a hedge of protection around you. But you got to believe it. The sixth thing is hope. God has given us the ability to hope. And that is the desire to seek, to want, to be, to believe in your mind that there is better. And the last thing is a future. That future is very simple. It's the next minute. That's your future. The next minute, the next hour, the next day, the next week, the next month. That's your future. Always remember, we live in a present state at all times. Nothing in the past can affect us. Nothing in the future can affect us. It's where we are in the present. But if we have hope for the future, we're good. And that's what God tells us in Jeremiah 29. So rather than struggle and stress and worry, reflect on the promises and the declaration of God. That is, God's plan for you is revealed in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. I thank you for joining me today. I wish you nothing more but greatness in your life. I pray that you receive this word and that you go read the Bible for yourself. I'm not trying to convert you or move you out of your comfort zone, but I do want you to know that you do not have to stay where you are. And I know this because God told us this, and I believe it, and I ask you to believe it as well. So with that being said, I thank you for your time and I wish you again nothing but greatness. So join me next week for our next podcast and I look forward to talking with you. This is Barbara Robinson, Wish Empower Me Events.